wonderful twist is one I am proud to include in this book. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Thank you for reading this book. Thank you for opening yourself to such painful stories. Writing them gave me some relief from my own pain and fear, and I hope that they bring you some relief of your own. Lifeline.
Did you find the wallet?
Not yet.
Well, goddammit, find the wallet!
Jane pumped on the unconscious man's chest with all of her 140 pounds. Found it! Jeremy pulled a black leather billfold from the laptop bag he had been digging through. The Starbucks patron, standing around staring, all visibly relaxed a tiny bit.
Stick it in the slot, dumbass.
Jane never had much of a filter at times like these. Jeremy always let it go. He firmly slid the MasterCard into the AED machine, which flashed to life. Jane had already cut off the man's shirt and quickly shaved his chest. She attached the AED pads and hit the button. The machine counted down, then called for all clear and provided a jolt. Everyone waited with held breath. The machine detected a rhythm. The numbers on the credit card reader spun. Jane leaned back and wiped the sweat from her forehead. Jeremy tried to give her a high five, but she just looked at him exhausted. He grinned.
Let's get him loaded up. I'll monitor him. You drive and call ahead to let them know we're coming,
Jane said. The paramedics got the man, Vinny, his credit card said, hoisted into the back of the ambulance and headed to the hospital. How's he doing? Jeremy called back.
Looks like he hasn't hit his limit yet,
Jane replied, watching the numbers rack up. Is there another card in case?
There's one more. Looks like a debit card, though.
That won't last long.
Nope.
Blue card?
No.
They arrived at the hospital, and a nurse was waiting at the door, card reader held out. Jane swiftly switched the MasterCard from the ambulance's machine to the hospital's. She had become a pro at this. Jeremy handed over the man's wallet and gave the field report. Unconscious when we arrived, bystanders reported that he clutched his chest and collapsed. He was down completely for maybe 10 minutes. We were nearby, but it took a minute to find the wallet. The nurse, Cassie, nodded.
More people need to get the credit implant. Safer that way.
Jane managed not to roll her eyes. The implant cost thousands. Vinny remained unconscious, though the machine said his heart was beating. Jane and Jeremy headed back out on their shift, and Cassie rolled Vinny back to a bay. He didn't wake. Cassie entered the code for a doctor's consult, which in the emergency room was $7,223, and waited, tense, while the machine ran the card. It was approved. The doctor came quickly. An efficient, humorless man, he directed Cassie on which medications to begin to support the man's heart and ordered a series of tests.
Credit limit? He asked before leaving.
Unknown,
Cassie answered.
No blue card either.
The doctor made a face. It was halfway through the coronary angiogram that the machine beeped. Vinny's credit limit must have been $15,000. Cassie quickly switched it out for the debit card she had held at the ready.
Hurry, Margaret. We may not have enough to get a blood thinner in him.
I know. I'm hurrying,
Margaret answered.
Okay, yeah, he's got a clot. Page the doctor.
The doctor answered right away and barked out a prescription and an order for a repeated test in a few hours. Cassie eyed the machine. It was up to $16,500. She always tried not to get too wrapped up in the credit unknown cases, but it was hard.
Come on, Vinny, just a little more.
She was about to inject the medication when the machine beeped. Cassie searched the wallet again, knowing that it was empty.
I'm sorry, Vinny,
she said, laying her hand on his chest briefly before returning the medication to the cabinet, glad she hadn't punctured the top of the vial and had to throw it away. Cassie went to the nurse's station and found the nursing assistant.
Suze, Bay 4 is going to need watching.
The girl, a new assistant and young, blinked hard.
Again? I just took one this morning. I know. I'm sorry. He hit his limit. Okay.
Suze walked slowly into Vinny's bay and stood witness while he breathed raggedly. It wasn't long before he went rigid. If he had been wearing a heart monitor, it would have shown a flat line, but those weren't pro bono anymore. All that was provided was the watcher. After his body relaxed, Suze waited a moment and then took his pulse. Nothing. She poked her head out.
Gone,
she told Cassie. Cassie nodded. They avoided each other's eyes, as was customary for this part.